the stitching was.
Huh?
When I'm walking, I wouldn't say it's painful, but I would describe it as if the skin's tight.
Yeah.
Now, the physio said, yeah, that sounds normal.
Yes, it'll slacken with time. It stretches eventually.
Like
you've just got to persevere and walk and do your physio.
Yeah, I said a joke there. Like my brain, it'll slacken with time.
Very good. Well, anyway, welcome everybody.
Yeah.
Please
end of medical consultation. We'll get on to some photography.
Yeah, but please remember before you start, I'm a novice. I've never done this sort of thing before.
Oh, Brian,
sit go back easy and relax. On
me. You're one of many.
Go easy on me, right?
You're one of many.
Okay. Nice to see you all again, though.
Yeah, nice to see you, Brian.
Well, anyway, welcome everybody. Tonight we're having a challenge, which is the Zoom name for a competition. The difference this time is we're going to vote ourselves our favourite picture. Les is going to, he's in charge, he's going to explain, but Gerben's got some fancy technology which we will vote for our favourite picture, and by a process of elimination like the FA Cup, we'll end up with a winner, a knockout competition. So that's how we're going to do it tonight. The idea is to have a bit of fun and choose our picture each round. So Les, over to you.
And I presume we can't vote for our own.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
You can, Les.
You can. Only once.
You might be the only one.
It always makes it easier.
You'd be the only one who does.
You basically everybody's
right, okay. Just before we start, Doreen, can you give me two numbers from 1 to 10?
7, 3.
Number 3, and what was the other one?
7.
7, 3 and 7. Okay.
We're not playing bingo, Les, are we?
No, it's me lottery numbers for tomorrow. Ed, can you give me two more numbers from 1 to 10, but not 3 and 7? Can you hear that? Ed?
Ed.
Oh, 1 and 2.
1 and 2. And who else? Dave, can you put your microphone on? Dave Quinn?
Yeah.
You give me one number, just one number.
8.
Number 8. Lovely. Okay. You'll find out what that is about in a minute. normally for a competition, you would see, in a club competition, you'd see about the mid-20s. Tonight, we've got 37 entries in. So all I can say is you must have been quite bored.
Can I put in there, Les? It means that we can't dilly dally, otherwise we'll be here all night.
Yeah, well, we'll get through them quickly.
Yeah.
I told you to keep a time on it, David, but don't push us. I'll have to explain what we're going to do. To get down from the 37, it's a prime number. You kind of divide it by anything other than 37 or 1. So we've got to eliminate 5 images. So you've picked 5 groups. We're going to start with those, and there'll be 1 image eliminated from each one of those groups to start with. Once that's done, we'll get down to 32. After that, we'll be eliminating 2 images from each group. There'll be 8 groups of 4, and we'll finally get down to 16. Again, there'll be 4 groups of 4, and we'll eliminate 8 of those, and we'll get down to 8, we'll eliminate another 4, and we'll eventually get down to 2. They'll be the final 2, and we'll take a vote on those. That makes sense.
So basically, to clarify, Les, we vote for our favourite picture,
yes,
and the one that gets the lowest number of votes is excluded.
That's right, and if there is a tie between 2 that were going to be eliminated, we'll vote again, but just on those 2.
Okay.
I'm going to ask for a little bit of patience here because we haven't done this before. Urban and I are sort of got our fingers crossed amongst many other things. So, Gerben, the first...
Can you just give an instruction at the beginning of each round, then we'll get into the way of things?
I'll be reading the titles out as well, Ed. Okay?
So just a little, we pick what we like.
You pick what you like, yes. Your favourite out of that group.
Fine. Yeah.
And you only have one choice, even if you're locked in twice.
to start with, three of these groups only had three in, and we've only picked one of them. The rest have four in. Okay. So out of the group of three, we'll lose one, and out of the groups of four, we'll also lose one.
So we are all voting for our favourite picture in each group.
Yes.
We vote.
There'll be a little panel come up, Gerben's created, with four buttons on, or three buttons on. Always four buttons. You select the one you want, and you press submit, and Gerben will announce the scores. Okay?
Yeah.
Cool.
Bez, can you press the number key, or do you have to...
click on it.
It'll be on the screen. Yeah.
Mouse. You'll see it. We'll
number.
We'll have a bit of patience and do the first one slowly.
Yeah.
Let's get the road. Right. Let's go on the road.
Question for Les.
Yeah.
Once I share the screen, I've got the three images up. Shall I just also show them full screen just to be a bit fair? Because one's a bit smaller, given that two verticals and one horizontal. Yeah.
Gerben, you do what you think's fair for each photograph.
Individually and then together.
Right, okay, dogs. Right, let's get a start then and see if this pandemonium can get on the road.
The first one of portrait.
The first one is group number one, and it's three images.
Yeah.
Right, you should see them now. You want to read out the titles, Liz?
Yep, I'll read out the titles. The first one on the left is Alpine Sunset. In the middle, we have Knife Angel. And on the right, we have In the Spotlight.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yep.
You know that you all appear along the very top of it, of the screen?
Yeah.
You can move it.
Well, it has moved. That's a problem. It's moved and covered up the images that you're showing.
Right. There's
If you click on the top of the thumbnail images of everybody, you can move it to wherever you want on the screen.
Right.
Mine are down the side.
Right, done.
Yeah, it's a bit different on Macs and iPads and PCs. So.
What about the images there?
There we are.
I mean, this one, for example, of the... I didn't catch the name, but of the red hand, it's the wrong way around, so to speak. It's portrait instead of landscape.
Well, the Alpine Sunset was landscape, and the other two are portrait.
Correct.
Are they? Right.
Yes.
Okay. It's good for me to have my iPad on as well, so I'll see if I can get the
polling. That looks okay on the iPad going.
Right. So there's your three images. You've got Alpine Sunset, Knife Angel, and In the Spotlight.
Yeah, I can see it better now.
You've got to choose your favourite, and Gerben will put up the panel and everybody can vote.
Right. Shall we give that a try now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Right. So that might obscure the images, but you just have to pick one before that. Well,
mine's gone, Gerben. That's spot on that. Sorry, another question. Got three images, got the choose your image box, but there's no numbers on them, so it says image one, two, and three, but there's nothing
in it. Click in the little circle.
Yeah.
Your mouse.
And then move it up so there's a submit box at the bottom.
Oh, I can't see that.
Move it up the screen by clicking on the top of the box. You can move it up the screen and there'll be a submit box at the bottom.
Or choose an image first, maybe?
Choose an image first, yes.
Yeah, but how do I know which image is one?
Oh, one's on the left, two's in the middle, and then three's on the right. Left to right.
Right, good. Got that. Right, done.
Everybody voted, right.
Everybody happy?
Result, otherwise we're going to be here all night.
Yeah, I understand.
You get the hang of it.
Right. That's
not a problem.
There's the results.
So, from that, image one, which is Alpine Sunset, is eliminated.
Right.
And that was by David Richardson.
Thank you very much, chaps.
You're welcome.
So, can I go down in history as the first person to have the photograph eliminated from one of these competitions?
Well, don't worry, David. I'll be joining you soon.
Okay, if we'll go on to group two now, please.
Group two, right. Give me 2 seconds. I think it's best to stop sharing.
So I can yes.
Get great. Myself now organized. There's 4 images in group two.
In group two is 4 images. 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Correct.
Just pick one again.
Pick your favorite.
Pick your favorite, yeah. But boy, have a look at them first.
Yeah. Right. It's 2 seconds. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. So, all right. So it's top row, 1, 2, bottom is 3, 4. Yeah, I'm sharing it now. 2 seconds.
It goes top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll read the titles out.
Yeah.
Top left, number one is the swing. Number two is on the right, at the top right, and that is isolated viewpoint. The number three is April showers on the bottom left. And Dad speak to the milkman is on the bottom right. That's a squirrel.
You want to see it full screen?
Yeah.
All right.
So isolated swing number, the swing number one. Isolated viewpoint is number two. April showers is number three. And Dad, speak to the milkman is number four. Okay, I think we're
right.
Yep.
Ready? There we go. Has everybody voted?
Yep.
Right, there we go. And stop. Here's the results.
Right, from that image number four, which is Dad Speak to the Milkman by Rebecca Potter, has been eliminated.
Right.
Hope you can do it to yourself, Colin.
Go on to group three now, Gerben, which
yes.
is
group three, number 8 to 11.
Gerben, do you have to drop the split screen every time?
I have to stop the sharing because otherwise you see all the image in advance. I think this is fair. Right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right, so top left, number one is Flo. Top right is Durham at Night. Bottom left is Spring Colours, that's number three. And bottom right, number four, is The Tree Line. So that is Flo, number one. Durham at Night is number two. Spring Colours is number three. And Tree Line is number four.
Right, there we go. I can see who has voted. There's only one person still to vote, but that's probably a duplicate. So I'm stopping voting now. And here's the results.
Oh, close.
Okay. So that means that Flo by Dave Quinn has been eliminated.
I'm linked into Bet365 if anybody wants the odds.
I haven't seen the field yet, Ed.
Right, number four is four.
Number images. Four. We're on to number seven now.
Gerber, all right, which, yes, seven.
Which is 23 to 26.
23. Yes, just making sure. And that's four images.
That's four images, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to take off the sharing, actually.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Right, so top left is Rapefield. Top right, number two, is More Nuts, Please. Bottom left is number three, and that is Why. And bottom right, number four, is Infinity and Beyond. Right, so this is Rapefield. That's number one. Number two is More Nuts, Please. That's number two. Why is number three. And Infinity and Beyond is number four.
Right, there we go. Okay, everybody voted?
Yeah.
Cool. Clear winner this time.
Yeah, so that means that More Nuts, Please by Rebecca Potter has been eliminated. Sorry, Rebecca.
I'm not offended.
No, that's the unfortunately, both of yours are out.
She's offended now.
don't blame the system.
I was the first to get voted out.
No, I hope the squirrel isn't offended.
Nobody must like squirrels.
Are we a squirrelist club, do you think?
It's the wrong colour, isn't it?
Can we just do this? Squirrels lives matter.
We haven't got grey lives.
Gerben, the next group is number eight, which is image 27 to 30.
Yep, okie dokes. There we go.
So top left is Water Refraction, that's number one. Top right is number two is The Isolationist. Bottom left is River Derwent. And bottom right is Sunnyside Fields, that's number four. That's Water Refraction, number one. That's The Isolationist, number two. That's River Derwent, number three. And that's Sunnyside Fields, number four.
Right.
Okay.
There we go. Right.
All right, Kevin?
Yeah, there might be a little bit of an internet problem or something? I've got 25 of 27 now, so I'm just going to end it now.
Yeah, I think we'll kind of hang around. Somebody may have not voted.
It might have been me.
Okay, so that means number four, Sunnyside Fields by Paul Burden, has been eliminated.
Get another bottle of red out.
Okay, so where we are now, we're on to the final 32. Now you'll see four images in each group, and in each case only the top two will go through. The bottom two will be both eliminated. Okay.
Is that one vote again, Les?
Yes.
One vote, yeah. So good.
My favourite.
So,
good. Just number two, three, four, and five.
Sorry, say again.
Everybody vote for the favourite again.
I think if we can stop the talk, and Gerben and I will communicate.
Yeah.
Mute the lot.
Two, three, four, and five, Gerben.
Right. You just, okie dokes. Just read out which ones you want to see.
Yeah. So there's Knife Angel.
Yep.
In the Spotlight. The Swing.
Yep.
Isolated Viewpoint.
Right. There we go.
Right, so top left is Knife Angel. Top right, number two, is In the Spotlight. Bottom left is The Swing. And bottom right is Isolated Viewpoint.
Have we still got some to see, Les?
No, you're only seeing four. Oh, yeah, you haven't seen everything, yeah. You haven't seen everything yet.
No.
This is the last...
From these set, you will, but yeah, I'm just sort of quickly moving through them. But you've seen these before.
Yeah, you just happen to have seen these before because they were the numbers that were picked. So that's The Swing, Isolated Viewpoint.
So I'll just put them up again.
Yeah. Knife Angel, In the Spotlight. The Swing and Isolated Viewpoint.
Right, there we go.
Gerben, does that voting system come with Zoom package?
Yes, it does. So 26 people have voted. That's everybody, so there we go. Here's the results.
That's nice and easy to some extent. So, Knife Angel by Keith Kirkland and The Swing by Peter Strassheim have both been eliminated.
Great.
All right. As long as you keep a good count of that, I'm happy. Right.
Yeah, I'm keeping a note of them all.
Yeah.
So we've got image number 6, image number 9, image number 10, and image number 11 to go next.
Right. Okay. Coming up now.
Top left is April Showers. That's number one. Top right, Durham at Night is number two. Bottom left is Spring Colours. And bottom right is The Tree Line. So that is April Showers, number one. Durham at Night, number two. Spring colours is number three, and the tree line is number four.
There we go. Okay, that's everybody.
Yeah.
Here's the results.
Problem less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, April Showers by Carol Stout has been eliminated. We're going to have to vote again between image two and image four. That's Durham at Night and the tree line.
Sorry, I could just leave it up, isn't it?
Yeah, just so it's only between two and four, Durham at Night and the tree line.
2 seconds while I get the poll up. So
top right and bottom right.
So top right is image one.
Top right is image one. Bottom right is image two. So that's Durham by Night number one. Tree line is number two. If you vote now, please.
Yeah, that's everybody. There's the results.
So Durham by Night goes through, and the tree line by Linda Golightly is eliminated. Right, you're going to start seeing some images you haven't seen before now, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
Right, and it's number 12 through to 15, Gerben.
Okay, dokes. Coming up.
Right, number one, top left, is Dream Haircut. Top right is Odd One Out. That's number two. Bottom left is Giant Cliffs in Los Gigantes. And that's number three. Number four, bottom right, is Oryx Under Dunes. So this is Dream Haircut, number one. Number two is Odd One Out. Giant Cliffs in Los Gigantes is number three. And Oryx Under Dunes is number four.
Right, there we go. Need one more vote. Yeah, there we go. There's the results.
Oh, well.
Close.
Just record those. So that's... right, so that is Odd One Out. And that's by Ray Hamilton, has been eliminated. As has Giant Cliffs and Los Gigantes by Paul Burden. That's also been eliminated.
Wait for the coachman.
But shut.
Right, 16 to 19?
16 to 18. There's only three in this group.
All right, okay. But you're keeping tabs on that. Share screen. There we go. It's easy left to right, this one.
Right. So number one on the left is Orchid. In the center, we've got Poppy Ready to Open. And on the right, number three is Sunset. So this is Orchid. Poppy Ready to Open. number two. And sunset, number three.
Okay, there we go.
So don't press number four.
Is this a poll for three, so...
Good. Well done, Gerben.
Hey, your sarcasm hasn't mellowed, Les.
Close one again.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. So, image number one is Orchid by Colin Pickering has been eliminated.
Oh. Join the club, Colin. Be the coachman, Colin.
There's four in the next one now, Gerben.
Oh, 19 to 22.
19 to 22, yeah.
Coming up. Can find the share button. There we are.
Right, so number one, top left, is The Eternal Flight. Number two, top right, Who We Missed in Lockdown. Bottom left, number three, is Fire in the Sky. And bottom right, number four, is January Morning. So this is The Eternal Flight, number one. Who We Missed in Lockdown is number two. Fire in the Sky is number three. And January Morning is number four.
There we go. Close one. Right. There we are.
Right. So, Who We Missed in Lockdown by Keith Kirkland has been eliminated, as has Fire in the Sky by Fred Wright. Right.
Right.
Okay, so we've got the next one is a group of four, and that's 23, 25, 26, and 27. You've seen all of these ones before, but not in the same group.
Okay.
Right, so number one, top left, is Rape Field. Top right is Y. Bottom left is Infinity and Beyond. And bottom right is Water Refraction. So this is Rape Field. Number one. Number two is Y. Number three is Infinity and Beyond. And number four is Water Refraction.
Okay, there we go. As a result,
right. So, image number one, Rape Field by Peter Strassheim, has been eliminated, and image number three, Infinity and Beyond by Dave Quinn, has also been eliminated.
Okay.
Right, so we now have image number 28, 29, 31 and 32. So top left, number one is The Isolationist. Top right is River Derwent, that's number two. Bottom left is Socially Distanced Newborn, that's number three. And bottom right is Dipping Your Toe in the Water. That's number four. So, number one, The Isolationist. Number two is the River Derwent. Number three, Socially Distanced Newborn. And bottom, that's Dipping Your Toe in the Water. Okay.
Okay. There we go.
Okay, so that means image number two, River Derwent, has been eliminated. And image number three, which is Socially Distanced Newborn that was by Ray Hamilton at River Derwent, and Socially Distanced Newborn by Alan Wilson has also been eliminated. Can you do two sets of three here, Gervin?
I can. Yes. Is that 33 to 35 first?
No, I've got five left.
Yes. Correct.
So I don't know how that's worked out.
Yeah. Must be a prime number. We can just do three and then, or just do four and then pick up the last one with the. We can do three and two if you want.
We should have only had 32. So I think one must have been included somewhere along the line.
I couldn't keep up with the jotting down the numbers. So
Les, you've got five left. How many do you need to go through? Two or three?
I'll tell you in a second.
I can do five in one go or three and two.
Just like the Eurovision Song Contest.
No points.
It's not as straightforward as we thought. We need to get through to 16, and I've so far got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I've actually got 16 in, so that's a little bit odd here.
Yeah.
Well, you wanted 32.
I did. Hang on.
You see the beads of sweat on Les's head. Jim Mount.
You could eliminate it next round, couldn't you, if you got too many?
Yeah. You had two repeats with two new. I don't know whether that mixed anything up.
Les, if you want, you could put the last five we haven't seen, plus another three, say, into another round to get in and pick the number you want to get to the last 16.
It's quite complicated. I'm just seeing how many we're looking. One, two. Must have missed something somewhere. Hang on.
Only for fun, it doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, it's more complicated than when we were in the club, because you just put them up in pairs and eliminate one each time.
Yeah, I think we'll put the five up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Put the five up and we'll eliminate one, and then we'll have to try and have some groups of five later on.
Okay.
Have some music.
It's easier when a judge does it, I can tell you.
So I'm just showing five now, the last five, right?
Yeah, so 33 through to 37.
37, right.
Why didn't you just put 32 in right at the beginning? It would have been far easier.
Yeah, I know. Right, okay, start sharing.
Right, so top left, number one is Poppy Paint Daubs. Number two in the center is Smoking Lamps. Number three on the right is Approaching Storm. Bottom left is Isolation Meditation, that's number four. And number five is Woodland. That's bottom right.
Right, quickly show them.
Yeah, so this is Poppy Paint Daubs, number one. Number two, Smoking Lamps. Number three is Approaching Storm. Number four, Isolation Meditation. And number five is Woodland.
Right, I quickly had to make a poll with five ones, so it just says 1 to 5. One more. Everybody voted?
Yeah, just go for it, Gerben.
Right.
I haven't voted now, it's too late.
Sorry, Les, that's not what you wanted.
Depends on how many are eliminated.
Yeah, I might eliminate two if
that helps. I think that's a good thing to do.
Just give me a shout when you're done with the admin.
Right, okay. I'm going to have to eliminate image number one, which is Poppy Paint Daubs by Kathleen Dodds, and Smoking Lamps number two by Paul Haddam.
For anybody who's interested, Tottenham have just taken the lead against Manchester United.
Right. So we've got 18 left where we should have only had 16, but never mind. We've got that's out.
We still have a group of five layers and only two go through.
Yeah, we've got 17 actually, so that's not too bad.
Have a group of five with only two going through.
So the first group will be five.
Okay.
So we'll start, that's number three, Gerben.
Yep.
number five.
Yep.
number 7.
Yeah.
And number 73.
Number, sorry?
73. Two will go through. Oh, you need one more?
3, 5, 7.
Yeah, 3, 5, 7, and 10.
10.
And that's
4.
And number 12.
And 12. Okay. I can do that. Right. There we are.
All right, so top left is number 1, it's in the spotlight. In the middle, number 2 is isolated viewpoint. On the right, number 3 is, hang on, right. No, you've got the wrong one up, Gerben. You've got number 7 up, it should have been number 9, sorry. My fault. All right,
I thought you said number 9. Yeah. So 3, 5, 7, 9, and 12. 3, 5, 7, 9, and 12, right?
No. 3, 5, 9, 10, and 12.
9, 10, 3, 5, 9, 10, and 12.
Yeah,
sorry. There we are.
You can do this next time, Kevin.
No chance.
Yeah.
I've been an alcoholic by now.
Right, so top left is in the spotlight. That's number 1. Number 2 in the centre, isolated viewpoint. Number 3 on the right is Durham at night. On the bottom left, number 4 is spring colours. And bottom right is dream haircut. 2 will go through and 3 will be eliminated.
Okay, shall I just launch it? Because we've seen these ones now before,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yes, the board, yeah.
Yes, please, Gerben.
Okay, there we go. And 26. There we go. Job done. So
in the spotlight by Fred Wright has been eliminated. Number 2, isolated viewpoint, that's mine, that's been eliminated. And the other 3 go through.
Okay.
Well, you're going to eliminate 3.
Oh yeah, I was going to eliminate 3, sorry, you're right. So that's Durham at Night has also been eliminated, that's by Peter Dixon. Trying to save you, Peter, but didn't work.
Stuart's inquiring, Peter.
Serves him right for putting a coloured one in. I thought I'd try to fool us all.
That has to be a 10 quid back, Peter.
Okay, Gerben.
Yes.
Gerben, image number 15, image number 17, 18, and 19.
15, 17, 18, 19.
There we go. So number 1 is Oryx under Dunes. Number 2 on the right is Poppy Ready to Open. Bottom left is Sunset. And bottom right is The Eternal Flight. 2 of these will go through, 2 will be eliminated.
There we go.
On me.
Here's the results.
Okay, so Oryx under Dunes by Alan Wilson has been eliminated, and so has The Eternal Flight by Morgan Fowler. Still got 9 left. Never mind.
Put a dummy up.
Les, have a 5 and a 4 again.
No, sorry. That's all right. No, I'm all right.
All right.
I've missed one out.
Remember to use your thumb when you're counting.
Right, okay. The next ones are 22. Number
25, 27, and 28. Right. 22, 25, 27, 28. It's coming up.
Number one, top left, is January Morning. That's number one. Number two, top right, is Why. Number three, bottom left, Water Refraction. And bottom right is The Isolationist.
Okay, there we go.
All good.
And there's the result.
So, image number one, January Morning by Dave Richardson, goes out.
Good luck, Dave.
Yeah. And The Isolationist by Linda Glidley also goes out.
Come on, we'll all go to the Woodman's somewhere, Coachman's.
I'll beat you to it. Okay, so there's only 4 left in. 32, 35, 36, and 37.
The excitement mounts. 32, 35, 36, and 37. Right. And there they are.
So top left, you've got Dipping Your Toe in the Water. Top right, number two, is Approaching Storm. Bottom left is Isolation Meditation. And number four, bottom right, is Woodland.
There we go.
At this point on the telly, they'd have a commercial break.
Yeah.
Right, so image number one, Dipping Your Toe in the Water by Colin Pickering, has gone out. And image number three, Isolation Meditation by Carol Stout, has also gone out.
Right, next round.
See you next round.
Right, we should. I'll just have a quick check. We should only have 8. No, I've somehow got 10. hang on. I know. I'm not crossing them out. That's the trouble.
Aye.
Stewards inquiry.
Video assisted referee.
Happy with George.
Right. Got it.
I think we should bring Cyclops in.
I have 8. I'm trying to juggle 2 things at the same time here.
No comment.
Bring tears to my eyes, I can tell you.
You say women are better at multitasking.
Okay. So, Gerben.
Yep.
We have. This is the semi-finals, yeah?
Quarter-final.
Quarter-final. Number 10.
Yep.
Number 12. Yep. Number 17. And number 18.
10, 12, 17, 18. And coming up.
So number one, top left, is Spring Colors. Number two on the right is Dream Haircut. Bottom left is Poppy Ready to Open. And bottom right is number four, and that's Sunset.
There we go. And there's the results.
So, Spring Colors, image number one, and image number three, which is Poppy Ready to Open, have tied. But image four, which is Sunset by Brian Curry, goes out. So we're going to have another vote between image two and three.
Image one and three.
One and three.
One and three, and that's the... Shall I just leave them up in the interest of time?
I think leave them up, yes. So yeah. That is Poppy Ready to Open and Spring Colors.
And Spring Colors is number one, right?
Yeah.
Right, just... hang on. I need the polling with to relaunch. There we go. Okay. For some reason, I can't submit my own poll, but never mind. There we are.
So that means Spring Colors goes through and Poppy Ready to Open by Kathleen Dodds goes out. So the final four are number 25.
Yep.
Number 27. Number 35 and number 37. So 25, 27, 35 and 37.
Do we just look at these in twos as semi-finals, or how are we going to look at them?
This is a quarter-final, so you're all right.
There they are.
Okay, so number
so these
one.
These are not the last four then?
No, these are the last four in the quarter final. Right, so number one, you've got Y, that's on the top left. Number two, you've got Water Refraction, that's top right. Number three is Approaching Storm, bottom left. And bottom right is Woodland.
Okay, there we go. And that's that. There's the results. Right.
So that means number two, which is Water Refraction by Kevin Morgan, goes out. And image number three, which is Approaching Storm, which is mine, and that also goes out. Now I'm going home.
Looks like what?
All right.
You're already home.
See you later. Oh, damn. Okay. So we're going to show you four more images. Two will go out and two will go on to the final.
Ooh.
Thank God for that.
You've done okay. Really well.
Yeah, so you've got number 10.
Yeah.
Number 12. Number 25. And number 28.
28, right. 10, 12, 25, 28.
Yeah. Sorry, 37. So you've got 10, 12,
yeah.
25, 37.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds better. Just about to share them. There they are.
So, when I see it, top left, you have spring colors. That's number one. Top right is dream haircut. That's number two. Bottom left is Y. That's number three. And number four is woodland.
Very good variety.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there we go with the pulling. Interesting.
Oh, right. Right. So that means image number three, which is Y, goes out. That's by Peter Dixon. And Woodland by Brian Curry, which some of you may have seen on Look North last night. Also goes out. Right, so we've got a final between image number 10 and image number 12. Do we want some music or some drum rolls here?
No, we all get our best suits on and walk across the pitch.
Well, the Queen's coming.
Better stop sharing the results, right?
So, on the left, you have spring colours. And on the right, you have dream haircut. Number one and number two.
Drum roll, please. There we go. Okay, that's everybody, and this is interesting.
So different.
Yeah.
Shall we just try extra time?
Is there anybody who wants to change their mind? Can we get just do another poll?
No.
I would.
Les, I suggest we have a joint first.
Yeah. I agree. That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's unbelievable.
I don't want any more voting. Don't know who they were by.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to tell you. Okay, spring colours on the left.
Can we guess?
Well, you can do, yeah. If you want to.
I think the right hand one is Peter Dixon.
Yeah, no, Andrew.
Yeah.
It's not mine at all. I've had mine knocked out.
Right. Les? Is it Les's?
No.
No. I think it's Ed's.
Paul Hatham.
Ed doesn't do competition.
Paul Hatham is the one on the right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The right. Dream haircut. The one on the left?
Kathleen Dodds?
No.
That's who I thought it was.
Brad Wright.
Brad Wright?
No.
Linda Golightly?
No.
No.
Kevin Morgan. Well done.
Well done, Kevin.
Well done, Kevin.
Thank you.
Well, can I say congratulations to you two? Well done, Kevin and Paul. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Congratulations to them. Well done, Paul. Well done, Kevin.
And the last time Paul happened, come out with me.
So what's more, well done, Les, and well done, Gerben. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's the last time Ed and I are taking you out.
here, Peter.
Les, I think you've aged in the last half hour.
Yeah.
I'm 33 now.
So, honestly, thank you, Les, for organising. That was something totally different to have a knockout.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
I don't want to repeat it.
Very good.
Oh, we're so well. We are going to repeat it, definitely.
Who's got the trophy for the first 6 months?
Well, I think that was very good, actually, to have something totally different like that, a knockout competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Really good.
So, well done, Kevin. Well done, Paul. And remember that I was the first one to get knocked out, just to remind everybody.
The only trouble is we can't talk about the judge behind me, but
we need more judges.
Well, there's only half of us good judges.
I think
comment.
You can probably all see how difficult it is for any judge coming to the club to make a decision. You might appreciate it now.
Tears are welling in my eyes, poor Les.
At least we didn't have to talk about them. We just had to say yes on and you vote for one.
So, two new ventures, last week's critique evening and this week's knockout competition, I thought they've both gone very well and something totally different and quite enjoyable for all of us, at least I think so, anyway. Even if Les has lost three more follicles from the top of his head and several more beads of sweat.
I didn't think he had three left.
I'll count them tonight, Colin.
Look, my beard's just gone grey as well.
well done, Les, and well done, Gerben.
Yeah.
Well done, yeah.
Well done.
So great, thank you very much. I think we should do that again. We have another challenge. we have another challenge on the 7th of August. Remember, which is the title of which is "There's Still Life." Remember on the program, "There's Still Life" is the title of that challenge. So your photographs should have something to do with "There's Still Life," and if I was going to suggest we do something similar again. Do you agree, Les? Even if Kevin organises it.
I'm aware that we can.
Well, Kevin put a still life in.
You obviously haven't been shielded for 13 weeks.
Yeah. And what if you keep on you'll have to submit different photographs for the next challenge. There's Still Life on the 7th of August. So, do you think we should do the same again, knockout type of competition?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's good.
Excellent. Okay.
Can we have a vote on that?
we certainly can.
I think we might be able to get out. An outing.
Ooh,
well, that's fine. That doesn't stop us. Doesn't stop us at all having an outing by then.
Because you can go out with six people. Do you know six people, David?
I only know three.
Paul, put a shilling in the meter, man. You've gone dark.
Well, I haven't got a shilling.
He's been lying in the garden.
Anyway, so we'll have a similar voting system on the 7th of August, the set subject challenge, There's Still Life. Next week, it's over to Alan Wilson, who's going to tell us all about our entry into the NCPF competitions. That's next week's Photographic Club next Friday night. Anybody got any other amazing news to tell us all?
Can you come in and just...
Of course you can.
Not long ago, I'm just saying, a couple of months ago, we had the awards in Alliance Entry. Wickham members put 27 images in. We had various returns from that. Some did okay, some did less than okay, but it was great to see the 27 images going. There was over 1,000 entries in from the entire NCPF, but we had our 27 images in. What I'd like to do is look at those individual images one at a time, and then give members an opportunity to say how they would have voted on it, to say, do we agree with those NCPF judges? So some similarities to tonight, but we'll be looking
at... Cannot agree with the judge.
I've been in contact with every member who put some work in, and they don't mind the work. I've got the okay from each member saying, yep, they're okay with the work being shown. So it's an opportunity to look at the work went in, see what the score is, see what the judges said, discuss any anomaly, any differences, and also look at the quality of the stuff that we've put in.
Well, would it be advisable for me to miss out next week because I was one of those judges?
No.
We just want to call you.
I'll just call you.
No, I think you should put your sixpenneth in, definitely.
David, I think you should sit in the same room as Carol next week so she can keep you slapping across the back of the head.
I'll turn the volume up.
So that'll be good, Alan. So is there anything else you need to say? I mean, how are you going to organise it, or are you just going to...
Don't worry about that.
I won't.
It'll happen.
Good. Excellent.
I like your confidence.
Indeed.
I'm going to ask Les for a hint.
Excellent. The week after that, we're going to go look at qualifications to those who have not got any photographic qualifications, and got a few of our members who are going to give a few minutes explanation about how they've got where they've got and how they did it, and that hopefully will help everybody in the club. So anybody got anything else they want to say before the end tonight's meeting?
Did we see Brian Curry's name flash very quickly on the weather photographs this week on BBC?
Mentioned that before, yes.
Yeah, it was mentioned quite quickly, but I thought it confirmed it for me anyway. It was very quick when it came past, but I did spot it. Good on Brian.
Alan?
Thank you.
As always, looking for stuff for the bits and pieces. I didn't put one in this week, so it'll be a bumper issue this next week. Things like getting your weather picture up are marvellous types of information. So, Brian, I would love it if you would send me that image. And if you happen to take a picture of the television or anything, then send that in as well and tell us about your image that you got shown. And well, anything from anyone else?
I can send you a picture of the television, but it won't have my image on it. Because I didn't even see it.
Photoshop it in.
Photoshop it in. Should pay for your license.
I never thought of that.
But a picture of the image and any little story about it would be good. And anything else from anyone else?
Thank you, Alan. Anybody else got anything to say?
Good night.
Good night.
Well, before we go, let's say congratulations to Kevin and Paul for winning, and congratulations to Les and Gerben for organising it. So thank you, all four of you. Thank you very much, and good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Right. Let's see who's left. There's always a few last, right? Okay, I'm going to stop recording.